Welcome back to the Youth Quake Podcast with Kate and AJ. Today on the podcast, we're talking to Nikki Ragish from Brandon Alliance Church in Brandon, Manitoba. Nikki shares about the importance of established relationships before this season and how seemingly small gestures are having the biggest impact. We also talk about slacklining, how AJ is maybe a little bit annoyed by some slackliner habits, and how I really like to slackline. Welcome to episode 5 of the Youth Quake Podcast. What's up, AJ?
What's up, Kate?
Oh, not too much. The only story that I really have is one that has a lot of backstory. So it's a really long one, so this might be a two-parter. But the other day I was slacklining.
Were you?
Yes.
Have you slacklined a lot? Like, is this something that you've done, like, in your life a lot? Like, are you like a,
oh.
like a tree planter that is shoeless in the summers and you set up a slackline in normal public places and respectable families are like, we're trying to walk here. When did that person last shower?
So AJ doesn't like slackliners, apparently. He's had a rough history. No, I was never a tree planter, so that's not my story.
Well, I think here's my thoughts on slacklining.
Okay.
I think it's pretty cool. I'd like to get one for Brooklyn. There's one kids ones actually that you can set up between two trees that are like monkey bars. So you set it up high, and there's like two, like it goes one line and then two lines, and then you.
So you cheat.
No, you just don't. It's not for your feet. It's for your hands. It's like a slack line for your hands. So you're like climbing across
it
like that.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So it's just monkey bars.
It is, yeah. It's more of a cloth monkey bar situation.
Is that better to have cloth monkey bars and not like bars?
Who knows? Anything new occupies her for like 6 hours, and that's 6 hours that we get back to our, you know, our own lives.
That's beautiful.
We're still waiting to set up the trampoline.
Oh, yeah.
And we're banking on like a week's worth of distraction on that one. So only? We're saving it. Well, yeah, until she like injures her little sister significantly.
And just live you right off.
Just like knee up through the lip into her teeth, I'd imagine. Oh,
this
I'm going to load this
so
up with
good.
So many sound effects.
This
excellent.
Is going to be fun.
Awesome DC talk to start us off today. No, I take that back. This is Newsboys Breakfast.
Edit.
Please take that out. It would be very bad for my reputation. Do you know this song? There's no...
The sugar.
Yeah, they're Australian.
Oh, cool.
You want to know what I've been doing?
Oh, we were talking about slacklining. I do want to know what you've been doing.
I took the slackline thing. Do you want to wrap up? Give us a wrap up sentence about slacklining, and then I'll like launch into my backyard.
I can bring my slackline, and then Brooklyn can go on it.
She'd probably love that.
Yeah.
She'd be scared as well, but she'd
probably
love that.
I'll set it up really low.
Alrighty. Nikki Ragish is from Brandon, Manitoba, where she serves as a full-time youth pastor. Nikki's a Briarcrest alumni, was on my YQ team for 2 years, way back now, it seems. But Nikki came from her church in Brandon to Briarcrest, studied youth ministry here, served with Youthquake, and then went back to her church in Brandon and has been serving there ever since. Nikki, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast, and we're pumped to chat with you today.
Thanks for having me.
Nikki, you've been in Brandon this whole time through COVID. Tell us how the city's doing. What's going on in Brandon? Is there anything interesting about this season? What's going on there?
Yeah, I mean, it's going good. We just, this week, everything's starting to open up a little bit more. So there's a little bit more freedom, but hopefully people are still, I guess, being wise and using discretion. But yeah, I mean, we're seeing it move positively, so we're feeling pretty good here.
Very cool. Hey, we, you know, we've been interviewing youth pastors from across the prairies, Youthquake group leaders, and really our curiosity is around what ministry has been looking like in rural Canadian cities and towns. And while Brandon is one of the bigger city centers in Manitoba, and for sure in your area of Manitoba, still relatively rural. And I think we're really interested in knowing what this has looked like for your church. You know, our first question here is just simply this, like what has been the most effective strategy that you've found in trying to minister to your group in this COVID season?
Yeah, so I'd say the building blocks we had before this were so important, and the relationships our leaders previously had in this were super important, because we do things like online and everything, and that's good, but the relationships we already had built were really the most important thing that keeps us going. So just the leaders we have that I can say, hey, those 6 or 7 kids that were in your small group, like, can you contact them? That one-on-one is really, I find, the most important and the most effective, because kids are in all different feelings and different kind of areas in their own heads. that they just, some of them just need that, like, hey, how's it going once a week? And it means like the world to them.
Absolutely. That's awesome. I think, you know, there's a lot of leadership writing out there that would say, you know, your mission doesn't change, but the activity of your organization or your church, needs to, and the foundational elements of ministry weren't, necessarily, overly dependent on some of our practices, but of course we grow very attached to those things, and having those building blocks of small group leaders and the relationships in place, is a massive advantage in this season. And I think too, it helps simplify a little bit, the what's essential, of course, in a ministry. What have your small group leaders, like, what does that look like for them? How practically, how have they reached out to their kids and stayed in connection with them?
So what we do is we use Google Hangouts weekly on our Wednesday night meetings. And so, like, we have our games, we have like, right, all our activities we, kind of do on YouTube, and then they head to Google Hangouts. And so the nice thing about doing it on a Google Hangouts call, we'll have a couple leaders in that meeting, and then they'll have their small group that they already had, is that throughout the week, they can still be contacting these kids. And so some of the kids, even they don't sign on for the games. They're not really there for YouTube, or they'll watch, but they won't really comment, but they're still contacting those leaders. So yeah, or through texting, through right, Instagram, whatever it is. It's just very, yeah, simple and easy like that. Or even something, like last week, we had like three kids that had birthdays. So we did birthday parades for them, and like two of them bawled, like absolutely, like, so it was the cutest thing, but also like a little heartbreaking for me, because these kids just want to like see people, but it meant the world that we drove out and had the ugliest banners, and it literally looked like Dollarama threw up on our cars. But they were just right, like super touched. So, like even just going, like above and beyond like that, like it's made me so thankful for my leaders. But yeah, it was pretty awesome to see like how pumped the kids are about like the simplest things.
Absolutely.
That is awesome. So hey, let me ask you about the parade. How many cars were going through? What did the parade look like? To walk us through.
I think we had like different. Okay, so we start at the one girl's house, which like was maybe only a block or a couple blocks from the church. And I think we had 12 cars there, which was pretty sweet. We had like a cowbell, someone hitting a cowbell. We had like a tambourine playing. We had like big giant signs from Dollarama we had put on each car. There were like smiley faces on some. There was, I don't know, balloons. And then we went to another girl's in town, but the problem with the third house we hit is actually like 10 minutes out of town. So we were on the highway, and there was stuff flying off. It was a gong show. But we took like our 15-passenger van and decorated it too. So it was pretty funny, but there was just like balloons left and right. It looked like a war scene.
That's awesome.
But she was pretty
popular. A Dollarama war scene. That's hilarious.
A Dollarama war. Yeah.
We need to take some notes. Our parade getup is pretty pretty standard and pretty lame, I would say, compared to that picture that I'm getting in my head right now.
Did you know there's a Caremport parade every year, and we Kate's in charge of our float.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's a really bad role for me to be filling, but I'm slowly getting better and figuring out what actually works for the side of the van. Anyway.
Great.
I'm in charge of driving the van.
Oh, that's so funny. So Nikki, what are some of the things that have changed over the past couple of weeks for your group? How did it kind of start out, and what have you figured out since then that works the best?
Yeah. So what started out the first time was we were still at the church, like videoing. And we were on YouTube, but for some reason, YouTube kept kicking us off. So for 20 minutes, they would just randomly shut our stream down. It was super annoying.
Yeah.
But it was like, okay, whatever. But luckily, we've got like better cameras, gotten in the flow of it. I just do it at my house with my roommate and another girl who kind of has been doing a bunch of church stuff. So we're always in contact anyway. So it's like the three of us who are running it like from here. And then we have other youth leaders. So I felt like getting the other youth leaders participating is really important. And so I'll do things like, so last night was youth. So last night we did like an interview. So the one of the leaders, she's sisters of one of the kids. So they interviewed each other. It was like the most useless, didn't go anywhere interview. The kids loved it. Like, honestly, I don't even know what was said in that 7 minutes. It was like super confusing. But the kids were like, can we do this more? And I was like, okay, sweet. Like, they love to be interviewed. We do things like deliveries. So like previously people have won prizes, like a chocolate bar at youth. So now what we do is if they win a game on Mondays-ish, depending on the week, but, I'll go and I'll pick up Slurpees and I drop them off to people's houses. And then we video them getting their Slurpees.
Aww.
So they like, again, love it because who doesn't love getting a Slurpee too? Yeah, another one of the games. So we played like what changed. So I got one of the leaders to like take pictures in their houses and change one thing in the picture.
Mm.
But the kids, or we did like where in the world is, and we did it with one of our leaders and he just took pictures around town. Cause they love just, again, seeing like other people's faces.
Mm.
We've been doing like 40-day challenges. So one of them was, I started being really uninventive and I just said, take a video of you throwing something really far. And they just video themselves throwing something really far. And the person that gets the most challenges done gets like a $50 gift card, but it gives them something to do each day. And then with those videos that they give me each week, I like put them into a video and then it makes like a 5-minute video they can see on the Wednesday. And again, it's just like seeing their friends. And so then when they watch the videos and the YouTube comments, they'll be like, oh, hey, it was good to see you. And you know. It's really like,
so cool.
It's just like being creative, but again, trying to somewhat get them as involved as possible. And even on Fridays, what we do is, so we started with cooking with Nikki. We did baking with Nikki. And then I had this great idea. This is something AJ, I feel like, would do, but I decided that I wanted to buy a watermelon and see how many elastic bands fit on it.
Oh, yeah.
For an hour, they just watched us put on elastic bands, and whoever won would win, I don't know, we didn't really know. We didn't know if they'd win a watermelon or whatever they want. It was jelly beans in the end, but we got 546 on, and the person guessed 547.
Wow.
No way.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
That's awesome.
I was not actually expecting that many bands to.
It just shattered. The whole watermelon exploded. You were outside your house. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, we were outside, but we were close to one of my windows, so I was a little scared.
I feel like I've watched that video awesome. 1,000 times, and I've always wanted to do it, but I've never done it. So I feel like now I have to do it.
This is your time.
This is my time.
In the show notes, Kate will post a video of her trying this by herself on the deck of her apartment.
Oh, that would be a terrible location.
Hey, Nikki, we're so thankful that your group comes so consistently to Youthquake. We're honored, of course, to be a small part of your group's year. And, we're also just, overwhelmed with thankfulness that we were able to run Youthquake actually this year, because we were only a few weeks before everything got shut down. So, we're reflecting back with deep gratitude to the Lord that we were able to run it. And so our last question for you here is just simply like, what was your favorite memory from YQ20 and give us a little insight into what the event looked like for your group back in February.
Yeah. So I was going to think of a really spiritual answer, but everything in my mind is really just a mess right now. So I went with literally the one thing I really could remember from February. This year, our team, we swept the batting cages, and that was really cool. Because whenever we play dodgeball, we have like a citywide dodgeball, we always lose, like get annihilated. And I hate losing. So it was nice for our team to win and I felt like redeem ourselves. So it was kind of cool because we had the leader and then each of the two kids this year. So that was pretty sweet. Yeah, I don't know. This year I felt like it was, being behind the scenes, I love that it just, there always felt like there was really something going on that the kids could really grab into. So whether it was the sessions or something creative like the carnival games, I felt like our group was all over because there was so much to do and people were excited about it. So it was really cool. But the speaker was also great. And we saw some really important conversations go on in our group, which now we're working a little bit on follow-up, but it's also been a weird follow-up because all of this. But yeah, it was a really good year for us to just, for some, like, we had this weird variety where half were new, half were returning, but everyone was just really excited to like be a part of so many kids worshiping. So to see some of their eyes just like beam open from like, oh, this is what it's like to like worship with a bunch of people. I was explaining it to one of the kids before she went. She was like, aren't we going to get bored in heaven? Like, what are we going to do? I don't get it. And I said, like, and I was like, you probably think of heaven like a church service, right? Like, you're probably thinking of that. And I said, like, when you worship, like, it's not like that. Like, heaven's going to be so much cooler. And I was saying, like, when you're at YQ and you feel that many people worshiping passionately, like, you're going to get a sense, you're going to get a glimpse of, like, how awesome it's going to be. And so afterwards, she was like, oh, I totally get it now. And I'm like, good, I'm glad you do. So that was really cool. Also, the food was way better this year. I don't know what happened, but, like, you guys upped your game on the food. Yes. So great work.
Nikki, that was a ton of work. And you know that I didn't do any of it. Kate and Dan and Mel and our other ladies that jumped in, Coralie and Kareen and our Sodexo people. It was, I'm not going to say it wasn't stressful at times, but it sure was a lot of work, and it did pay off. We got a huge spike in this on the survey in terms of food quality, and that's great. It comes up in your favorite memory of YQ answer. That's
it's going to be, because I told the kids, I was like, guys, you have to like go buy food before. I don't want you starving. I don't want to hear you complaining to me. And then like on the Friday night, they're like, Nikki, like, this is good. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, no, you guys just wait. I was made a liar of, but that's okay. That was a good.
I think that's starting to be my favorite memory of YQ20 is the amount of youth pastors that have told me that they told their kids to stock up on food, or like they had an amazing meal on the drive to YQ because they like were prepping for the bad food they were going to have all weekend. And then the first meal, everyone's lives were changed, I feel, because the first hamburger was good.
It was like a game changer.
That makes me so happy.
We heard from all the provinces, actually, that we heard from a BC group, Manitoba now, an Alberta group. If we can find a Saskatchewan group that also had their lives changed because of the food quality, that would give us the whole spread. That's awesome.
Right.
Fantastic. Hey, Nikki, thanks so much for jumping on. We're so thankful for your work, for your faithfulness, for the longevity that you've had at your church, and just so proud to have you as a Briarcrest alumni and to be cheering you on from little old Karenport here, and really, really appreciate your intentionality on the creativity. I love how much fun you're having and working really hard to figure out how to have fun on Zoom, on Google Hangouts, on online, from the parade to the watermelon to the delivering Slurpees. Like this is just such good stuff, Nikki. And I'm really excited for people to hear this, because there's so many churches that all of us really can barely be able to see beyond our own backyard, our own responsibilities and our own inbox. And so to be able to get our heads above water a little bit and to see what other churches that are rural and mid-sized and trying to figure this out are doing is so inspiring. And my goodness, given us and anyone who happens to be listening, some really great ideas. I think more than anything, I will make sure Kate tries the watermelon thing with her small group leaders in the mix.
I like 100% am going to copy half of those ideas.
Go right ahead.
But I also just have a question. If I start submitting my videos for your challenges, will you bring me a Slurpee? That's my only question.
I would get you a Slurpee somehow. Okay. Somehow a Slurpee would appear on your doorstep.
All right. I'm going to start throwing things as far as I can away from my apartment window.
That would be amazing. I would love that.
Awesome. So excited.
Well, hey, Nikki, thanks for your time this morning. Thanks for telling us your stories, and so fun to hear your voice. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Perfect. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks, Nikki. See ya.
All right. So last week we talked about Halvey. Who do we have for this week, AJ?
You know what? Here's a guy that I have loved, one of my favorite albums last year, a guy that I really hope we can get up at some point in the next few years. His name is Josh Gaton.
Oh.
Gauton. But I'm not sure if he's French or not, right? So if he's like English, it's probably Gauton. Hmm. But if he's French, it's probably
Gauton.
Gaton, yeah. I'm not sure. Anyway, this is a dude that has an incredible album called O Peace. He released it last year, 2019. And songs, the top songs on this album would be Cathedral, Majesty, O Peace, and Wild Love is probably one of my favorite songs of 2019. It's worship stuff, but pretty high musicianship and all over the genre. So a bit of rock stuff, a lot of building melodies. It's not worship music to sing in your church, but it is very Christ-focused and some incredible moments in the tracks. There's the middle of the opening track called This Side of Heaven. That song picks up in some beautiful ways that that is really worth checking out. Again, Josh Gatton, he's on Spotify and on Apple Music, and you can jump in the show notes if you want a direct link. He'd be worth checking out, one of my favorite artists right now. Anywho, you're going to plant those flowers standing, raised, what is it? Raised?
Raised, just raised.
Well, best of luck in your raising of a flower bed.
Thank you. Thank
raising
you so much.
Garden beds.
Yep.
What's the term?
Yeah, just the raised, like,
gardens.
Garden beds.
Garden beds.
I kept saying flower beds, but I'm not putting flowers in them.
I see. Yes. Herbs and things.
Herbs, yeah.
Well, best of luck with that, Kate. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You as well.
All right, then.
Signing off.
Signing off. AJ Crocker. Verbal signature.
No, you can't say Caitlin Beth Giddings and then say AJ Crocker, Aaron, Josiah? No, is it Josiah? Yes. Aaron Josiah
awesome.
Crocker.
Everywhere I travel, I play. Guess my name. Kate's like.
We heard it on the podcast.
Jason?
Heard it 80 times.
All right. Good work, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Youthquake podcast. We are very excited for the upcoming interviews with a few of our YQ group leaders and to both keep the conversation going on what's going on in our local ministries and what's up next for YQ21. If you have found this podcast helpful, or you know someone who might, please feel free to share it. Also, we want to hear your feedback, so please join the conversation by emailing us at yq@briarcrest.ca, or if you would like more information on Youthquake, you can visit our website at youthquake.briarcrest.ca.